I mean, I remember whenever Clinton was running for president the first time. I'd done a little research on him. I found out he was a drug dealer in Arkansas. I found out he was a womanizer in Arkansas. I mean, I thought, good grief. I mean, I found this so quick and so easy, I thought, there ain't nobody vote for this guy. I even stood up in my Baptist church and said, you know, we don't have to worry about who the next president will be. It sure won't be Clinton. Ain't nobody would vote for him. Oh! They put him in. And the second I thought, surely after what we've seen, after 4 years of this guy, there ain't nobody would vote for him a second time. And they put him in again. And I thought, okay, God, that tells me what our spiritual temperature is in the church. It is dead. We're not reading the Word of God. I mean, if we vote for a man that we've seen 4 years of womanizing, lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery, and you're going to vote for him again, you got a problem as a Christian. Amen. You know that? And now then it comes down to worse. We're voting for a Muslim. A Muslim. And you think that somebody in the church would vote for a Muslim? And we're Christian. What God tell us in the Word? Do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. But how many men and women do you find out in the church that go out and marry one of these guys? I've seen several women in the church that married. In fact, it was one just last week. She called me and said, I got to talk to you. She said, I married a Hindu Muslim. I said, are you a believer? Yes. I said, so what do you not understand about not being unequally yoked? She said, well, he wants me to, said he left me here and he won't stay in America. So he had a false passport. And so he had to go back, got deported, and he had to go back to India. And he wants me to come over there now. I said, what do you think about doing? She said, well, that's what I called you to see what you would say. I said, divorce him. Get away from him. I said, he's a Muslim. God told you in His Word not to be unequally yoked with one believer. He said, what would a child of God and a devil have in the same house? And I said, that's who you're living with, a devil. I said, woman, what do you not understand about God's Word? I said, don't give it a second thought. Divorce him. Forget him that he ever lived. I said, are you pregnant yet? She said, no. I said, praise God. Somebody said, you know, God hates divorce. God hated that marriage. You know that? He didn't call that girl to marry that woman, that guy. He told her in His Word not to marry that guy. And she was disobedient. And that's why we get in so much trouble. We disobey God's Word. Hey, He said if you're married to an unbeliever, if you can't get along with him and you're here in the United States or you're here wherever you are, if you can't get along with him, you're having trouble, divorce him. You're free to leave. That's written in the Word. You know it? But I've seen women that live with a husband that beats them. I mean, comes in drunk, and they say, well, I know I'm a Christian. God said hate divorce, so I know this is just my burden to bear the rest of my life. All I got to say, you're a stupid woman. You're stupid. If you'll let a man beat up on you, there's something wrong with you. Let me tell you, God said in His Word, He didn't call you to suffer like that. He called you to peace. And if that man you're living with don't treat you like a lady, if he's a non-believer, you have all the right in the world to leave that beast. And whatever you do, don't go out and look for another one just like him. You know, look for one that's a holy man of God. You know, find him in church and then go with him for 2 or 3 years to find out what he wants, what he's going to do, if he's going to be in church, if he's going to tithe, if he's going to be on fire for Jesus. If the guy goes to church with the first couple Sundays and then we say, I've got business to do and I don't have time to go to church, throw him away right there. Throw him away. You don't want him. Not unless you want to live in hell on earth. Oh, but he's such a nice guy. He's so handsome. And he's got a good job, makes good money. Don't you think God would be okay with me, even though he's a Muslim, if I married him? No. Not at all. Not at all. Under the old covenant, what were we to do when we moved into the land to possess it? Kill him. We were to kill him. That may come again. What are they teaching their children to do to us? Kill us. That's what they're teaching. Kill you. I mean, I heard the other night on CNN, that president of Iran, he said, I'm going to do to Israel in 12 seconds what Hitler didn't get done in 12 years. And then he said, it would be wonderful to have a world without America. Isn't that something? I got a feeling he don't like us. Well, let me tell you, the feeling is mutual. I don't like him much either. You know, all I'm going to do is tell him about Jesus. And I mean, I'm going to trust those guys like a rattlesnake. And I'm going to tell you what, if any of them's around, I'm going to have my gun on, around, strapped to me. And if I will never turn my back on them, I'll tell you about Jesus. But I ain't going to turn my back when I walk away, because I know if he goes to shoot me, I'm going to kill him first. Somebody said, you don't sound like much of a loving preacher. I'm telling you, I am one of the most loving preachers you ever met. I just don't love them. I know I'm supposed to pray for my enemies, but I ain't going to trust a rattlesnake. When you put a bunch of rattlesnakes in this room, I don't trust them. I know what their intention is, to harm me. And I am not going to say, oh, I'm a loving guy. Well, I'll step on his tail. Oh, he bit me on the leg. How dare him? That's the way a Muslim is. I want you to know, you as an American citizen, you as a Christian, do not understand the mentality of the brain of a Muslim. Their goal is to kill you. It is not to your best advantage. Now then, who else is the enemy we serve that we live under, you might say, far too much, that has your death in his mind too? The devil. That's exactly right. The devil. His goal, what did Jesus tell us the goal of the devil was? To kill, steal, and to destroy. Now, he wouldn't do that to a fine young man like you, a hard worker like you. The devil would never come up on you in sickness and disease and plan to kill you at a young, would he? Yes, he will. See, but you have to learn, well, as long as that beast has legal right to you through sin, he'll kill you. He'll take you up. When you repent of your sins and stop sinning, then you have power over him. And you can kick him out just like you did. Now you keep him kicked out. Don't you let him come back upon you. You have all power over him. You know that? All power over the devil. Jesus promised us that the enemy will not be able to hurt us if we stand on his word. See? Then he says, until we come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature and full grown in the Lord, measuring up to the full stature of Christ. Wow. I want to get there, don't you? Amen. Amen. Then we will no longer be like children, forever changing our minds about what we believe because someone has told us. Now then, the devil, through these other people, and I'm telling you, all kinds of people are telling you wrong things, and we're swayed by what they say. Just like this little girl the other day that was swayed by this Hindu Muslim to marry him. He was illegally in this country. She said she was a Christian. Poor girl, what did she know about the Word of God? Nothing. Nothing. But what do most Christians know about the Word of God? Almost nothing. I mean, I was in church, a Sunday school teacher, a deacon, and I bet I didn't have five scriptures committed to memory. What was wrong with me? I didn't have enough time with God. Did I ever get to see God answer a prayer back in those days? No. Did I know how to stand on His Word? No. So I finally decided to lock myself up with God for about 10 years. About 10 years. Somebody said, man, that's a lot. But it's the best thing I ever done. Best thing I ever done when I locked myself up with God for 10 years. Yeah, I still worked every day. But I mean, I spent hours and hours and hours and hours with God every day. And now then, praise God, at 70 years old, I'm still strong as a bull ox. You know, I can still do anything I could do when I was 30. Now, which way you want to do? You want to be 50 years old and be a wimp and you can't do nothing? Or you want to be 80 or 90 and still be strong as a bull ox? Well, I don't know about you, but I want to be 80 or 90 or 100 still strong as a bull ox. I love being able to jump around and play and do things and do all the things I do. You know, but if you don't obey God, I guarantee you won't be able to do that. Then he says, we'll no longer be like these children, forever changing our minds about what we believe. I mean, how many people has their own opinion about God? What he is. You know, just like the other day when we were going into Germany, into Frankfurt, on descent, this precious little hostess, she sat right in front of Cheryl and I there, and I asked her what she said. And I said, honey, you're a born-again Christian? Oh, yes, sir. I said, you go to church? Oh, yes, sir. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. She said, what do you think caused the earthquake in China? I said, sin. She said, what do you think caused the big hurricane in Burma? I said, sin. I said, God judging the world. Boy, this lady sitting across to my right across the aisle of me, she turned around and looked at me. She said, I don't believe that. I said, ma'am, the reason you don't believe that is because you ain't read the Word. I said, you don't read His Word. I said, you don't know nothing about God. She said, I believe God won't do those kind of things to us. I believe He's patient and long-suffering with us. But see, she had just told somebody there that she was on the way to Germany to see her other, significant other. Okay, so she's going to go over there and meet with her significant other, you know, and she may, I mean, I'm sure since she's going to go over there, they're going to live in the same house together, and who knows what all they're going to do, but I'm going to tell you there's going to be sin involved in what they're doing. And she don't want to think that God is like He says He is, because if He is, that knows she's in trouble. She's in deep trouble. So she might get to come home with some kind of a sickness, or she might die over there while she's over there. And if she dies in that state, God says she's going to go to hell. If she's living in adultery when she dies, He said, although you say you're a Christian, He said, you don't know me. And He said, you're going to hell. He said, my children don't do that. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it? That children don't do that.
1 Corinthians 6.
Yep. That's right. That's exactly. It's written there many places. Then he says, they has told us something different, or because someone has cleverly lied to us and made the lie sound like the truth. You know, you hear people say, well, my opinion of God is this. Yeah, that's what I tell them. Your opinion don't count. I've said that several times, and somebody told me the other day, said, I don't remember who it was. Maybe it's Tom. I don't know. Somebody was watching John Hagee. And they come in and said, you know, you and Hagee thinking down the same line. Was that you, Tom? Yeah, I thought it was. He said, you know, I was watching Hagee this morning, and he said something about opinions, and he looked right at the screen and said, folks, your opinion don't count. It's God's Word that counts. And I thought, wow, isn't that something? We're all thinking down the same line here. Maybe God's doing something to His boys, huh?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.